Out there all those that are listening to me right now, I want you to know this and just underscore it.
Sit at the feet of the man of God as he unfolds God's word to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Take out your communion element. If you don't have the little cracker, little wafer and juice, take out bread, some juice, crackers, bread, toast, whatever. So we can all take communion together. And you may even have to stand proxy for someone. Think about those people names. Stop thinking about those names now so that you can stand proxy for when we take communion. As you may want to put those names also in the atmosphere when we pray.
Hallelujah.
Those names out to God. Hallelujah. God knows all about it.
Hallelujah.
When you get a chance, look at the ministry's website. Go to rymmi.org. And there, and look and see what the ministry is all about. Also, there is a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc. And you can donate as small as a dollar to a couple million.
Hallelujah, praise God.
Anything away, we will thank God and pray over the seed and ask God to bless you in return.
Hallelujah, thank
you. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go into a new month, so let's get out the calendars. 7 a.m., redo your alarm, 7 a.m., 6:55 in the a.m. So you'll be ready for praise and worship in the morning. Do it, redo your alarms for Tuesday evening. This coming Tuesday will be the beginning of the second semester of
the Institute of Biblical
Institute of Biblical Learning. And the first semester was awesome. So it can only get better.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And if you'd like to register, please give me a call at 443-416-1201. And so we can get all those things. You can get your books. You can pay your tuition. Get your books and be ready on Tuesday evening. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're all excited as to the word of God being opened up and you getting your books and believe you. It's some books, but you need them for the classes. Hallelujah. Redo that calendar for Wednesday evening service. Do that along for 6:55, so you'll be on time for Wednesday evening service. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month is Men's and Women's Fellowship.
Hallelujah.
Fellowship is from 7 to 7:40. Women's Fellowship is from 7:50 until 8:30. Always scripture-based and all, and always encouraging the heart of the women. The men's fellowship is at 7 o'clock to 7:40. And the men, they really break down the word of God, and they really bless your heart.
Hallelujah.
So I'm blessed each time that I hear them.
Hallelujah.
And the fourth Sunday of the month of October, our guest speaker will be Pastor Jason Roseborough, and he will be our speaker. And after the spiritual meal, we'll have a natural meal. We'll serve dinner. Hallelujah. So come and have a free dinner with us, a fellowship with the saints of God. Hallelujah. We also have, a GoFundMe page, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International Inc. And if you have trouble finding it, let me know. Call me and I'll send you the link. Hallelujah. We're believing God for great things for the city of Baltimore. Also, and then prior to that, I always announce we have a the church's ministry website. Go to rymmi.org. And you'll see what the church is all about, what the church ministry is.
Amen, yeah.
And read the vision, the mission, even the pictures of the different ministries that we invite in. Hallelujah. We are believing God for great things. Hallelujah. And we want you to be a part of it. Hallelujah. And if you, even if you aren't able to donate, hallelujah, no problem. Keep us daily in your prayers.
Amen. Amen.
God will send the souls. Hallelujah. God will send everything that's needed because we're trusting and we are living by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're believing God for
that new building,
that new edifice.
Yes.
Able to seat the people of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The classrooms that we can be able to teach the children of God. Hallelujah. The dining rooms that we can seat the people of God and dine together. Hallelujah. God is able.
Hallelujah.
Back to you, Pastor.
Praise God. And we just thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Our new facility. Hallelujah. We'll be moving into it very soon. And we thank God for the awesome sanctuary and the classrooms and the offices and the fellowship hall and the fully equipped kitchen area. We just thank God for all of that. We praise God because God is a right now God, and God knows what we have need of, and God provides. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Hallelujah. He sees and he provides. So we thank God. Hallelujah. For all that he has done for us so that we can minister to the people of Baltimore, the metropolitan Baltimore area. And we'll be letting you know when our grand service, our parade, and what moving into the new facility, we're going to let you know. So God bless you real good. We praise God for you. We honor God for all of the listeners. We thank you. We pray a special blessing for all of you in Jesus' name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we just want to take a little time. Hallelujah. To kind of just worship the Lord just a little bit more. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gloria
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We praise your name today, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? I want to share this with all of you that somebody prayed for you.
Thank you, God.
They had you on their mind. They took a little time to pray for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And we're going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. But you know what? We need to emphasize the fact that
somebody pray. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Mother. Mother Dolores Heard. Hallelujah. Sister Angie and Sister Yvette. Sister Roger, Brother Ronald Heard. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless your name, Brother. Glory to my child. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but
amen.
The Spirit of the Lord God knows.
Yes, yes.
826. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings flowing in Jesus' name. And miracles, oh God. Hallelujah. And blessings again. And miracles again. Signs and wonders again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the windows of heaven are open, oh God. And your blessings are flowing right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to play another selection.
Thank you.
And after that selection, we'll turn the service over to a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, a warrior of the word, guardian of the altar, none other than Pastor Peachesburg with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
No. Hallelujah. Just God is just good. God is just awesome. God is awesome. He will make you the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath, even as a teenager, even as a child. Hallelujah. When you honor God, even as a child, God will honor you. God will bless you. The blessings that he will bring upon your heart, upon your life, will just shock you, just blow your mind. Hallelujah. He said, let the little children, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such is the kingdom of heaven. He loves children. He loves you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I didn't mean to say all that. Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all?
The Lord have his way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What day is it?
Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.
Hump day.
Hump day. Yes, yes, yes. You made it through half of the week. Hallelujah. We're going to make it through the other half.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to encourage you young people tonight, never get tired.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes you can get tired of a whole lot of things. And sometimes when you're trying to do the right thing and it seems like you aren't being rewarded for it, or you're being overlooked, or you aren't being treated right, or sometimes even falsely accused, never get tired of doing the right thing.
All of you.
Never get tired, because God sees you.
Yes.
God sees you. And Galatians 6:9 says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. You shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. And sometimes you say, well, I'm in a crowd of all these other children. They don't see me. God sees you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God sees you. And let me tell you, and there's a scripture I found, and the scripture is in Psalms 147:4. It says, he telleth the number of the stars. He calleth them all by their names.
Mm.
You know how many stars there are, young people, up in the sky? And if he can have a, he sees every one of those stars, he calls them all by their name. Don't you know? He knows little old you. He knows your name.
Hallelujah.
It's only one of you. He knows you. I don't care if you sitting in among a crowd of 50. He knows your name.
Hallelujah.
He knows your heart, and he knows that your heart belongs to him. Hallelujah. He's never going to get you mixed up with somebody else. He's never going to call you by the wrong name or anything. Some of the children in school, they may bully you, or call you, may call you names or silly things or what, but you may be called names. But believe me, those same people wish they had the guts to be different like you.
Hallelujah.
A lot of times, children will say something to you because you're quiet, you stay to yourself, you're different. And a lot of times they don't know what it is that makes you different. They just can't put their finger on it. They know you go to church. And that's how they used to describe me. They didn't know the word she's saved. They didn't know that, but they just knew, she's a church girl. She's a holy roller or something like that. But they don't know exactly what makes you different. But you know what? You know what they also said about me? Ooh, she on the honor roll. Ooh, she's smart. Oh, she this. Oh, she that. But you know what? I was not ashamed of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And don't you know he made me the head and not the tail?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And whenever I had a chance to witness to somebody in school about Jesus, I did it. Hallelujah. And children come, people came to the Lord. One day we had an assembly, and we had there were people that you had to, represent your class. And I was on stage, and I was able to sing a gospel song on stage.
All right.
Hallelujah. Whenever I got a chance to witness about Jesus, I did it. And I didn't know at the time that the young people was taking it in, or somebody, or that it was even making a difference in somebody's life. But whenever you put out the word of God, it's going to make a difference in your friend's life.
It's a difference, yeah.
You may not know about it then, but later on, one of the young people named Donald Maynard, he said, I heard you talking about Jesus. He said, and I gave my life to the Lord. I would have never thought it. I said, wow. And I wasn't talking directly to him. Nobody that I think I talked directly to gave out to the Lord. It was people that overheard the conversation. And then a young lady, years later, I don't know how much later, I saw her somewhere else, wasn't even in school. She said, you're the one. And I'm saying, like, I'm the one what? She said, I overheard you telling somebody about Jesus in the auditorium one day. And I said, I'm going to give this Jesus another try. I'm going to try this Jesus out. She said, and she gave her heart to the Lord. I was like, she wasn't even in my class. I never had not one class with that girl. But because what she overheard me say to somebody else. So young people, God sees you. Never get tired of doing the right thing. Never get tired of talking the right thing. Never get tired of saying the right thing. No matter what little colorful words coming out your friend's mouth, no matter what they're saying, no matter what they're talking about or where they're hanging out or whatever, don't mix with them. Don't be their friend. I don't mean that. Don't blend in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so that you, well, I don't want them to think I'm funny acting. I don't want them to think I'm this. You know what? Be yourself. You're already different. Jesus Christ made you different.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
If you deny him, he's going to deny you.
Come on now.
But if you honor him, he is going to honor you. And then your friends would say, wow, it must be something to this Jesus. Wow, he was one of them Jesus boys. Yes. Staying on the side and look how God exalts me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm not ashamed of Christ, and Christ is not ashamed of me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
God will allow you what comes out your mouth to be a drawer. When you be drawing, when you lift Jesus up, what you gonna say is gonna draw people unto Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And that's what you want. That's what you want.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. So don't be afraid of being different.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid of honoring God in your youth. Hallelujah. While you're young, while you have strength in your bodies, while you have the activity of your limbs. Hallelujah. While you have your faculties. Hallelujah. Honor God. In honor thy creator in the days of thy youth.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Young people, be encouraged to live for the Lord. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. You have what your friends need. Believe you me, you have what's in you is what your friends need and your teachers need.
Hallelujah.
And your peers need. And if your parents aren't saved, they need it.
Hallelujah.
World needs it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
You too.
You're already different. Don't feel bad about sticking out like a sore thumb. Don't try to blend in. When you got Jesus, you are going to stick out. So be yourself. Be proud. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise God. Thank you. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner on today.
Thank you,
And you know what? Remember this, children. Hallelujah, glory to God. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. You may be telling somebody else about Jesus, and somebody's going to overhear that seed because the word of God is seed.
It's a seed, amen.
And they're going to come back later and say, you know, I accepted Christ because I heard you talking.
Amen.
Pastor Peter's testimony.
Amen.
Remember that. And remember when folk come up against you, try to belittle you, you can tell them, say, God loves you.
Amen.
And I love you too. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
I mean, you can practice that at home. You know, God loves you and I love you too. It ain't nothing you can do about it.
Amen.
And that's really true. There ain't nothing you can do about it. God will love you no matter what. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Peters, for
God bless
Children's
you.
Corner on the feet.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 Our songs kind of got
pressed
up there, but praise the Lord. We thank We thank God for the Children's Corner on this evening. Hallelujah. And
did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing water, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
For the meal that heals.
Amen.
For the meal that gives life, preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God for this time of sharing. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30 is the text on this evening. And the word of the Lord says in that text to examine yourselves. And we do just that. We comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. And because of that, hallelujah, we thank God for his covenant name. Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank him for Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no
man.
We thank you, Lord, for your word helps us.
Thank you, Jesus.
To rightfully understand.
Hallelujah.
The blood and body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our
transgressions.
You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the text on today, the word of the Lord says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessing to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Jesus.
Of you, we take this cup.
We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, declares that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, the tegumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. No shame by you, I don't know. Your word says in Matthew 15:26, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, in St. John chapter 1, verse 13, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, in Psalms 100, your word declares that we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our home. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you said, hallelujah. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. So we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers of failure. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Covers us as we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the spirit of Elijah to this fight, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, that brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse that gets up in our family, every spell of your hex, every vexation. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse that gets us and our family, every spell of your hex, every vexation. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. And Father God, because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share the family daily confession on this evening. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty fingers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Thank you, Lord. Now unto him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. With exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peter, can I ask you a question?
Yes, I hope I know the answer.
Yes. I'd really like to ask you a question that's really meaningful. Can I do that?
Meaningful to both of us?
Yes, to everyone.
Oh, okay. Yes,
Pastor. What time is it?
Oh, time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, bless God. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Set the captive free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Glory to God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest of every good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase and blessing. And Father God, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. And the church said,
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For a few minutes, I'd like to share some thoughts with you. Hallelujah. And before we go any further, Pastor Peters, if you would read the addresses of the scriptures tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Luke 6:31-38. 2 Corinthians 9:6-15. 2 Peter 1:5. Galatians 6:9. James 1:6-8, and Romans 3:15-16.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. I'd like to just share some thoughts with you about a young man. His name was William Everett Preston. And he was born September 2nd, 1946. And he transitioned June 6, 2006. This young man was gifted beyond measure. He started his walk of fame in the Church of God in Christ.
All right.
In gospel. He played the keyboard and no doubt other instruments.
Mm.
He wrote songs. He backed up people like Ray Charles and Sam Cooke and the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and people of that age. Now, we know him or we knew him as Billy Preston.
Oh.
Hallelujah. And one of his songs, in fact, he had a famous song. I'm not going to mention it right now. Because that's the title of the message.
Mm.
But I want to talk about another young man who in 1999 wrote a play. Well, he might have written it before then, but he stopped performing it all over the country. And then in 29, it became a movie.
Mm.
And that play was I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Mm.
I don't need no help. I can do bad all by myself. And we know we're talking about Tyler Perry.
Mm.
For a few minutes, I want to share on a thought. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That was me. The title of today's message is Nothing from Nothing Leaves Nothing. Tell somebody, neighbor, oh neighbor.
Neighbor, oh neighbor.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Tell another neighbor, oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor.
Oh neighbor. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you, Lord. Told you in the past. In fact, I can tell you this. If you multiply 10 times 0, what's the answer?
0.
If you multiply 100 times 0, what's the answer?
0.
If you multiply 1,000 times 0, what's the answer?
0.
If you multiply 10 million times 0, what's the answer?
0.
See? Y'all got to understand this. Zero and zero and zero is zero. I don't care how good you are, how great you are, how intelligent you are. If you hook up with a zero, you're going to be zero. The relationship is going to be a zero. There are some folks that look around for a hero, but they are zero. Well, I'm going to tell you, zero is too cold for me. When a temperature gets down to zero, it's too cold. A relationship with a zero is too cold for you, baby. Somebody got to bring something to the table. It can't be, gimme, gimme, my name is Kenny. Or gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy. Everybody got to bring something to the table if you want to be with me or with them. Everybody got to make a commitment in this. You want somebody to be your highness, a king?
Mm.
But if you're a zero, you can make them a minus.
Mm-hmm.
And a minus is too low for a good man of God to go. A minus is too low for a good woman of God to go.
Amen.
Be careful of who you hook up with. Because if you hook up with somebody that don't know who they are, what they can do, and where they're going, you know what that is? That's a zero. You got to hook up with folk that got a mission, a vision, for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Cause nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got a zero, they ain't giving you nothing. They want to take. They want to live off faith. They want to live off your faith. That's not, that's what they call unequally yoked together. Read that first scripture.
Whoa.
I gotta get details in here.
Okay, first scripture is Luke 6:31-38.
Okay. Go ahead and start reading that.
And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise.
Mm-hmm.
If ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the Highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful.
Go ahead now.
Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
Now, you say, what are you saying here? Now, that zero, you just don't leave them the way they are. You can't hook up with them, but you sure can bless them with the word of God. You sure can love the devil out of, you sure can bring them to the light so they can see where they are and where they need to go. God wants you to be a light to folk.
Amen, yes.
But that doesn't mean that you hook up with a zero and be their hero and y'all walk down the aisle together because y'all walking down a slope.
Mm.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You hooking up with a zero for a life is going to mess you and the family up. They got to find Christ. They got to love Christ. They got to understand his word. They got to fulfill God's destiny for their life. God's destiny is not for somebody to be a taker. God's destiny for each and every one of us who are on this earth is to be a giver. And he said the same way you give is what you're going to get, in essence. So if you're trying to hook up with somebody, you ain't got nothing going for yourself, check yourself. Back off and start to go to God in prayer. Say, Lord, I know you put greatness in me. Come on, Lord. Show me the seed that you put in me. Lead me, oh God. And then when you are ready, and God will let you know when you're ready, then you can go and hook up with that million. Because you's a million.
Mm-hmm.
But if you still a zero,
mm-hmm.
you still on the take, not on the giving side of the ledger. You're on the debit side of the ledger. You don't bring no credit to the ledger. You're always debiting. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Do this for me. Do this for, and you don't. Sure, you don't, in like manner that you give, you're going to receive. And if you don't give, that's what you're going to receive. You don't give nothing, you won't get nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So Because so many people want something and they don't want to get nothing. Because the world revolves around them. They're the center of the universe. And that's not Bible. Y'all get together. Strength. Everybody got strengths. Everybody got weaknesses. If you do the ledger for yourself and you can't find no strength, prayer. Because you got something, they just dormant. They sleeping. You got to analyze yourself. You got to inspect yourself. You got to look at yourself. Am I a zero or a hero? God wants you to be a hero in somebody's life, not a zero. You got a choice. You can only be a hero through God, through knowing his word, to living his word, to accepting Christ as your personal savior. Read the next scripture.
2 Corinthians 9:6-15. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Stop right there. You coming to the table ain't bringing nothing. Or you bringing just a little bit. You won't get a little bit. You know, one of the things that was impressed upon me early on, way back when, is when you go visit somebody's house, they invite you to come over. You take something there with you. I mean, even if it's nothing more than the apple juice, and it looks like a fifth or something, but it's actually apple juice. It's nothing else. Take something with you. Be known as a giver. You go to somebody, yeah, come on over for dinner.
Sparkling cider.
Yeah, sparkling cider. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. You take something with you. Oh, they invited me to dinner, and you come over and nothing in your hands. I'm teaching tonight, Pastor Peaches.
It's all right. It's needed, Pastor.
I mean, you can get that for maybe $3.
Amen.
But it means much. You brought something to the table. Or you might stop by. What is that place? The one that does the pies? The Sensational Pies or something? Stop by and get a pie, apple pie or whatever, and bring it.
Yes.
You bring something to the table, y'all. Don't keep thinking, I'm going to eat for free. I'm going to live for free. Look here. One of the seven pillars of wisdom is have a giving heart. Mm-hmm. You think, how can I give today? What can I sow today? Look here. Hooking up with somebody, if all they talk about is what you can do for them, there's a problem with that. They want you to be their hero, but it works two ways. It's a two-way street. You know, those one-way streets, you know, they kind of, I mean, in some way they help you get someplace where you want to be, but they're not amenable to traffic, people getting where they really need to be, because a two-way street means you come and you go. You give and you receive. It's simple as that. Well, God, you give, and he says, I'm gonna bless you. He says, look here, stand on faith. I'm going to reward you. Sow seed, you're going to get a harvest. He said that. Don't be a zero and try to find a hero, because you're going to mess their life up. Hallelujah. Read on in that scripture.
It's 2 Corinthians 6. Okay. Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread to for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruit of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplies the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God.
You can stop it. Stop it. Look here, I got to tell you this. If you only give to folk that you think you would get something from, that's not where the blessing lies.
Mm-hmm.
The real blessing lies in you giving to folk that can't do a thing for you. That's when the blessing really comes. When you give to that homeless person on the street, and you know, he says, can you loan me a quarter? You know he won't pay you back. He's just using the word because that's the words they use. Can you loan me a quarter? Can you loan me a dollar? Can you loan me? You give it to him knowing that he can't do a thing for you. At least you think he can. But, oh, thank you, Jesus. You don't know when you're entertaining an angel unawares. And this thing has to come from your heart, not grudgingly. Oh, shucks, I got it. You may as well keep it because you ain't getting no reward on that. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you don't have no love and no caring for what you're doing, you may as well keep it there. You may as well not even do it. But if you do it with gratitude, you do it with wholesomeness, you do it with love, you want to do just like Christ, you want to be known as a giver, and that's the way you give. Your first pension, your first attitude is to sow. God gonna bless you. Was there any more script to that scripture?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, read.
Okay. For the administration of this service not only supplies the wants of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace in God in you. In the last verse, it says, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Well, the bottom line is that when you sow, you're showing Christ. And that person that you sowed to, that person that you gave to, they're going to be start praying for you. They may not know your name. You may not have told, but they know you. They say, that person that gave me the money so I can go buy some food. Lord, bless them. Bless the home. Bless the children. Bless the wives that they married. Bless the husband that they married. And they're praying for you. And then the angels have watched you do that. And God and the Holy Spirit, the whole Godhead said, praise God. We got to give a special blessing because they're walking the way I want them to walk. They're talking the way I want them to talk. They are doing the way I want them to do stuff. I got to do something special for them. Hallelujah. And he will. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read another scripture.
2 Peter 1:5. And it says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge,
when you that's doing the right thing. Your faith, that's prophetic. Doing stuff, going out on the limb, you know, glory to God. You say to yourself, this person, this homeless person asked me for whatever. You're not going to get into fear that he's going to use it for drugs. Your faith is that he's going to use it for the right reason. He's going to get food, or they can go to go together with some money so he can go and get some help, or he can go to a shelter, or he can go get some clothes, or he can go get some toothpaste or something. And that's the faith that you got to have. And see, what's going to happen? Virtue, righteousness is going to be added to you and to that which you have done. And there's a ledger up in heaven, and they're keeping a track of what you're doing. Because when you do it from your heart, you do it because they are a human being and they need food, clothing, and shelter. Not grudgingly, oh shucks, but because they had a need and you want to give it. And that's going to open up a whole lot of windows for you. The Bible says in Psalms 41, verses 1 through 3, that when you give alms to, you give to the poor, I tell you, you can get off your sick bed. Hallelujah. Somebody else can be making your bed up because you don't need the sick bed no more because you done been healed. God can provide for your need because you done provided for somebody else's need. Get this kind of spirit perspective in your mind. But if you always, I ain't doing this, you're a zero. You're not giving what they've done for me. What have you done for me lately? I ain't giving you nothing. Hallelujah. Nothing from nothing leaves
nothing.
Go ahead, read another scripture real quick.
Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if we faint not.
And you read that in this corner, and I said, now look, see, doing it again, taking my scriptures. But this is very important for you to understand. Don't get weary in doing good to others. And some of you, look, there's a whole bunch of women out here looking for a good man. There's a whole bunch of good men looking for a good woman. But if you could take your eyes off yourself for a while and just start letting the love of God flow in your heart to be a giver, share, give, you know, develop the skills to give to others, to be able to sow to others, be able to. Oh, you say, what are you talking about? Some women have time on their hands, but they're good at arts and crafts, or they're good at sewing. They can sew, winter's coming, sew scarves, sew hats, whatever. And that, I'm going to tell you something. That's an act of love. When someone starts sewing and knitting, those kinds of things, because if your hands aren't right, your hands start getting numb. Ask me how I know. So those who do those kind of things, God's gonna bless, and you so, and then you go and you give into a person on the street, or if you go to Walmart or one of these Targets or someplace, even go to the thrift store, and you get a whole lot of gloves and hats and scarves, and you go give them, and then you know what? Somebody is watching you. God's watching you. But maybe that husband you're looking for is watching. Boy, that woman has a heart of gold. And see you ministering to people, their need. Because winter coming, is that right?
Oh, yes.
Is that while the earth remaineth, there'll be seed time and harvest.
That's right.
Summer, winter, fall, all that kind of stuff. Hey, it's going to be happening. So it's coming. So folks are going to need that kind of stuff. Bring something to the table, y'all. Lord God, to bless. You know, I hear people talking, oh, I want God to do this, that, do, 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 do. and they don't do nothing. They don't commit to nothing. They just take it easy. They heard the saying, take it easy, greasy. And they're greasy people. They want everything, and they don't want to give nothing. Or they only want to give what they can't use. You need to give something that you can use.
That's right. That's right.
Because you get no blessing out of giving something that you couldn't use. Because if you didn't give it to somebody else, you throw it in the trash. So where's the blessing? But, glory to God, you give somebody something that they can use. Something from something, leave something. Give something. Does something. Hallelujah. Again, St. Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men given to your bosom. For in like manner, attitude, that you give, it's going to be given to you. You give gratefully, enthusiastically, cheerfully, folk are going to give to you like that. You give grudgingly, stingily. You peeling off a dot. Somebody said, I like to have a sacrificial offering for y'all to give. And you peel off a dollar and butterflies start flying. You peel off a dollar and sacrifice. And then you walk out of church and go down to the car dealer and sign your name for thousands of dollars. You give them to somebody that you don't even know if they said God or said the devil. You give him thousands of dollars. You give the man of God $1. I'm giving God a dollar. But I'll give this other man. He might serve the devil. I'm giving him thousands of dollars. Something wrong with that picture. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read some more. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the scripture, 6 and 9, Galatians 6 and 9. Look, when you do good, the world will tell you, what is it about? No good deed goes unpunished. Now, that's what the world says.
Uh-huh.
That's what the world says. But God says, give, and it shall be given unto you. That's what God says. Now, whose word are you going to listen to?
Amen.
So you're going to have to keep on doing what Galatians 6 and 9 says. What does it say again?
Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 9
says, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't. In other words, you're planting seed. And the scripture, two verses above says, God is not, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And jumping down to verses nine, says, be not weary in sowing your seed. For in due season, you'll reap. What do you reap? You reap the harvest.
Amen.
If you don't pay, if you don't quit planting seed, you're going to reap a harvest. Y'all folk, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. But if you put something on something, and something plus something is going to be a whole lot.
Honey.
The Bible says, one to chase 1,000, 2, 10,000. Wait a minute now. 1,000, but when y'all get together, it's 10,000? Yes. The multiplying effect of God. If you don't quit, you're going to be blessed.
Amen.
Greatly. Go ahead, read the next one.
James 1:6-8. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the winds and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
See, folks don't understand this. But don't folks that always got an alibi. Reason why they can't do something. Reason why they can't keep their word. Reason why they can't do something. alibi. They can do whatever they want to do, whatever they want to do it. But when it comes time to doing something for the church or for God's people, or even doing it for a stranger on the street that is in need of help, what they do. They cross over on the other side and say, worry about what would happen to me if I helped them. It's like the Good Samaritan, the priest and the Levite. They walked on the other side. They say, we ain't getting near that. And no doubt that man that was wounded, robbed, left by the side of the road to die would have died. Unless a man who was not worried about what would happen to him, but what would happen to the man that was attacked. And he didn't just stop there. He took the man to the inn where he was going. Paid for him to be fixed up and paid for his wounds, and told the innkeeper, look, if the bill is bigger, when I come back this way, because I got to stop here, I'm going to pay you the difference. That's a man of God. I don't care what color he was, who his mama and daddy was, what side of the tracks he was born on, whether he was born under the tracks. That was a man of God. Hallelujah. It's important for you to know and to do the right thing. And sometimes you're gonna get a little tired, but don't get weary.
Amen, amen.
Don't give up doing the right thing, baby.
That's right.
You're gonna miss your blessing, and then you wonder why you're still wallowing in the sea of sickness and stuff is tight and all this stuff, and you have not been healed completely, or you have not been delivered from those all them bills and all this crazy stuff going on in your life. God needs a commitment. Everybody wants God to commit, but nobody wants to commit to him. And see, committing to God, see, look here. It's committing to his church. That's why it's important to get hooked up to a Bible-living church, not a Bible-believing church, because the devil believes in the Bible. Hallelujah. So look here. A Bible living church, people that live in it. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
The last one, James. No, that was James 1:6-8. You want me to read that one again?
Yeah, read that one again, because I don't know.
Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And the last one is Romans.
Well, wait, stop right there. See, a lot of folks don't get their prayers answered because they're double-minded. I'll flow with God this way, but I won't flow with him that way. You got two minds. You're supposed to have one soulable realm. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't trust him. You can't depend on him. You know, you set up appointments for him, and he don't show up. You set up 5 or 10 appointments, don't show up. Or the sister wants you to pray for her. The sister wants you to go to bat for her, but she don't show up at appointments because they're double-minded. You know, it's like a plan. What are you, a double dutch, jumping in, jumping out, you know, the jump rope or whatever, 2 steps up and 2 steps back. You're still in the same place you were before. Go ahead, read that last scripture.
Romans 3:15-16.
What does it say?
It says, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their way.
Hallelujah. That's not the scripture I was looking for. What is that again?
Romans 3:15-16.
Okay. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Okay. There's another scripture that talks about, I would that you be hot or cold. That's in Revelations.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're not either hot or cold, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I go to Revelations 3:15-16. See if it's there. Hallelujah.
Revelations 3:15-16. It says, I know thy works.
That's it.
That thou art neither hot, that thou art neither cold nor hot.
Mm-hmm.
I would thou wert hot or cold. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
In other words, God, I mean, you make a choice. You're either going to serve me. If you're not, don't serve me. That's all right. I'll love you all the way to hell if that's your choice. But, make a choice. Don't hover between two. So, today I'll serve it, tomorrow I won't. Today, it's time for folk to understand this. In the church of God, you got members, you got leaders. What do leaders do?
Lead.
Leaders lead. They don't lead from behind. They lead from in front. I'll give you an example. You go and talk to a shepherd of sheep. You tell the shepherd, okay, get behind your sheep and lead them. I can't lead them from behind because they'll go willy-nilly. I've got to get in front to show them they will follow me if I'm in front.
Amen.
But they ain't going to follow me if I'm behind because they only follow the shepherd. And I'm an under-shepherd. I got to be in front. Hallelujah. Y'all got to look here. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you're not going to flow, if you're not commit, if you're not going to do, glory to God. If you're going into a relationship with a man, a relationship with a woman, and you ain't bringing nothing to the table, you ain't bringing no commitment, get to stepping, Fletcher. Because you're only going to bring folks down because they can't depend on you. It's time for us to be dependable in God's kingdom. We end this thing together. Many hands make a heavy load light. We got to stop playing games. Hallelujah. Because we ain't fooling nobody but ourselves. And we're not really fooling ourselves because if you thought about it, we do what we want to do. And what we don't want to do, we ain't going to do. We're going to find excuses. Why we can't do it. Hallelujah. But praise God. I'm through.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you. We praise your name today.
Thank you.
Glorify your name. Because you are God. Above you, there is no other. We thank you, Lord, because you are the great I am that I am. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, your word says in Psalms 119, verse 105, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, letting us know where we are, and a light unto our path, so it'll let us know where we're going. And if we're not going down the right road, if we're not doing the right things, thinking the right things, saying the right things, we're heading in the wrong direction. So we thank you, Lord, for opening up eyes of our understanding. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us, leading us, hallelujah.
Yes.
And we We done found out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They crucified Jesus. They put him in the grave. They thought they were getting rid of him. They thought, hallelujah, well, we got rid of this little monkey. They didn't realize he wasn't a monkey. He was the God who created everything.
Amen. Amen.
And because he did that, Father God, we thank you. We're going to do what you said to do. Without faith, I'm going to step out of that faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please me, he said.
Amen.
So we thank you, Lord, stepping out of faith. We thank you, Lord, for being prophetic in what we say out of our mouth. Not, capable to Canada. Hallelujah, culture. Words of faith. Words of prophetic words.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the new building. We thank you, Lord, for the 150 new members, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the leaders in the church who will lead from in front, oh God. We thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have not given any of us the spirit of fear, but the power of love and of a sound mind. Pray in the name, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We glorify your name today, God.
Hallelujah.
We honor your name, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And the church said,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We enjoy the word of God tonight. If you would like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, hallelujah, hallelujah. Repeat this prayer. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, Lord God, that you were raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Come into my heart, Lord God, and I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it is just that easy. You are now a child of God. You are now a saint of God. Hallelujah. Speak what you want, what you will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Give us a call. Drop us a line in the mail. If you like to drop us a line in the mail, address that envelope to RYMM P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland 21214. Or just call us at 443-416-1201. Call that same number if you would like to sign up for the Institute of Biblical Learning. And that next semester starts Tuesday evening, this coming Tuesday evening, October the 4th. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jesus.
Who's in the house?
Who's
in the house? But there's an angle in the tangle, and it's Jesus Christ, he's the way. No solution to pollution of the mind and problems with sin. For 2,000 years, still you must be born again. Now tell me who.
Friends to the family, Jesus, God's only son, Jesus, rest for the hungry.
Hallelujah.